Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gehringer for the out. Fox moves to third. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Hale reaches second base with a double. Larry scores. Heath moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a line drive towards center. Lobbs catches it and throws to second to double up Hale. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Averill reaches second base with a double. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs takes first base on ball 4. York moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel strikes out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. There goes Pitlock. The throw from York to second, and Pitlock is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Soltis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Soltis. Fox moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Walker reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0 for 1 in the game. Auker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Pitlock reaches second base with a double. Trosky goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox scores. One out. It's 3-2, Indians. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg strikes out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath bunts towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to second. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to third. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. the Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Lobbs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a line drive into center field. Lobbs picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lobbs. Keltner moves to second. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pitlock is hit by the pitch. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder bunts towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harder for the out. Keltner moves to third. Pitlock moves to second. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to second. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trotsky takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Soltis scores. Averill moves to third. Trotsky moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Soltis. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, York hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lobbs is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Pitlock strikes out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0-for-2 in the game. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jojo White pinch hits for Eldon Auker. Jojo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. White reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4-for-4 in the game, with four singles. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Al Milner now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Soltis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Greenberg strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.